Hello and welcome back to the Gaming Blender. I'm Matt, and with Beam Me Up,
Scotty.
Yes, we got that joke right. Cards on the table. We've done about three intros this morning.
The problem is the first one. Matthew we didn't warn me he was going to do a Star Trek joke, and so I just said Scott, and he went, "No, you meant to say Scotty." So yes, we had to try that again.
I was livid.
And then my microphone didn't work.
I only drop jokes on people.
Yes, I know. Yeah, no. If we're going to do a joint one, you need to warn me. You need to warn me because otherwise it falls flat. But anyway, yes, we're back and we're ready now. And my microphone
back
is
and ready to blend. Okay. Which I think should be on a T-shirt.
Back and ready to blend. Can that be misconstrued in any way?
Yes.
Yes, I think it could. I think it could. I think if you walked into a club
point,
with that,
yes.
On,
but anyway, we're
people,
back.
People might be worried about your intentions.
This is also true, and you're killing the dreams of merch. Think of the merch.
No, very true. Sorry. Long live the merch.
Anyway, carry on. Yeah, do carry on after that slight tangent. So we are the Gaming Blender. Welcome to old listeners. Welcome to new listeners. Come down, grab a brew, sit down, enjoy. We will be creating a hypothetical game in front of your very ears here, where Scott and myself. We'll be putting together a game based on a randomized game genre, followed by we'll pick a couple of mechanics, and then those will form the bones of a game. And from there, once we're happy with the bones of the game, we'll then create a story, which adds the flesh, as it were, and creates a lovely human being called Keith. So, Scott, we did a wonderful ride to hell in our last one, didn't we?
It came about from pretty much nowhere, to be honest. I think we were floundering a little bit because we had that rhythmic dance thing mechanic that we had to put in, which was very difficult. But then the muses spoke to you, and you had a good idea.
And then that
saved us. So hopefully. Hopefully we won't have to be in a position where we have to be saved by a moment of genius, and hopefully we'll have one that just sort of falls naturally into place.
Well, with that, I think we should crack straight on.
Yes, of course.
So I have the big sheet in front of me with all the numbers. Scott's going to pick a number of between 1 to 12, which is going to decide which genre we're going with. So are you ready, Scott? We're getting to the stage where you've picked five of these now, so you've picked about 40% of them.
Interesting. So, and I'll be honest, I'm not actually keeping track of which ones I've picked, so I'll try and make sure not to...
I'm keeping track, but there's always enough game mechanics to keep it different. We've had one crossover already, actually, which means you probably haven't picked that many. So, 1 to 12, what you're feeling?
I'm going to go number 6.
Number 6. Ooh, this may alienate a few people.
Oh,
do you want to know it now, or do you want to know it after the mechanics?
No, go on, tell me now.
The genre is sport. A sports game.
Okie dokie. Let's be honest. There are lots of people who aren't sporty people who like Rocket League. And that is
true.
A sport that was made up. It's not an actual sport, but it's excellent. And if it were an actual sport, people would play it.
Yes, yeah. I'm a bit mixed about sport, though, because I feel like it could still alienate a few people. But especially with the mechanics we've got coming up, I feel like it could be a bit trying to force it in. I don't know. But
let's see what comes up.
Let's see what comes up. So we got between 1 to 28, and you've got to pick two numbers here, Scott.
Okay. I'm going to go 21 and 2.
Right. Okay.
Oh, dear. Go on.
One is good. One is kind of built for this.
Okay.
Which is a spreadsheet-esque manager. Now, these lead in themselves into Football Manager-esque things, where you manage a group of things and you've got to keep track. And it's sort of very... The other one is a point-and-click adventure.
What?
You know, so it's old-fashioned adventure games where you had to click around and you see an environment and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's not... So... If you think, have you seen those games advertised on Steam, which are, there's one that's called like Mechanic Simulator.
Okay.
So it's a way you have a garage and it's mostly clicking and keyboard stuff, but you fix cars and motorcycles and stuff. based on you sort of identifying parts that need replacing, and you go through, I mean, I'm not mechanically trained by any means, but you go through literally all parts of fixing up whatever vehicle that is, with literally pointing and clicking, and occasionally on the keyboard. So, I mean, that lends itself to if you went into a motorsport game.
Okay.
That works quite well if you wanted to say if you were managing a motorsport team, for example, say, let's say it was Formula One, for example, you know, you would perhaps control every aspect of it, including the actual maintenance part of it and the actual building of the cars. Do you know what I mean? So then you have your spreadsheet stuff, and you also have your, you know, point. So you could incorporate point and click stuff in there. It's not traditional point and click, like, you know, very vintage games. But I think it's still the same sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I'm just wondering if you could then expand on it, and we could, because what you've got there is quite a traditional, sporty setup. And here at the Gaming Blender, we don't like to do traditional.
No, absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I fixed my microphone this morning by giving it a kick.
I mean, that is actually very traditional, because you remember tube televisions, you have to smack them to make them work.
Oh, of course. I do apologize. I would be an incredible... What you're trying to say is I'd be an incredible engineer. That's what you're trying to say.
Yes, you would, because, I mean, well, all they do is they turn up and kick something, surely. maybe give it a smack.
This podcast is not meant to insult any engineers out there. We truly respect the work that you do. However, please send all hate mail to Scott rather than me.
Excellent. I shall send some straight back.
Return to sender.
I jest, of course. Okay, so how would you want to expand on it then?
Well, I'm the only thing I'm thinking, can you get a sort of adventure side to the point and clickness? So say that you had to, I like the idea of having a car or something that you build, because that's something that you can, it's a very tangible thing. And you could say you can manage the spreadsheets for that. You can manage the parts, the pieces, how much piece is valued. So that's fine. What happens if you had to find the pieces? You had to physically do the point-and-click adventure stuff, you had to go away and collect the pieces, have a little character goes away, comes back and puts more of the car together, and the car performs X amount, and you're like, right, I need to go off and find these better parts and stuff like that.
So like a shopping adventure? do you have to go into the nearest superstore and find the,
well,
the car?
Well, I'm slightly more excited than that. I'm not really excited, like, yes, you go to Halfords.
Oh, that's no, not what where I... is the nearest Halfords? Oh, it's over there. Okay, I must cycle there, 1 kilometre there. Oh, no, which is the tyre aisle? Ah, no.
Woe I'm just me, pointing and the clicking aisle. To the Halfords.
I'm assuming something
slightly more. So maybe it's some sort of, I like leaning towards this old fashioned, maybe you discover an old racetrack and you're trying to build a car today. We'll address this when we come to the narrative, but maybe it's something more you're discovering and you're in somewhere where you find old parts littered around the place because it's got a history, that sort of thing. And you can go around and discover, do some environmental storytelling by going around and exploring this place whilst also finding parts of old cars. Or whatever vehicle we choose it to be. Can it be a train?
I have no trains. I have an idea about how to expand the point and click stuff, but I think we'll wait for the narrative.
Do you think we're quite comfortable here and we'd technically want to jump very early into the narrative? This is 13 minutes in. This could be the most early we jumped into the narrative.
We haven't sort of spoken about the spreadsheet bit yet, to be honest.
True.
Are we in a place where we think motorsport is where we want to go for this?
I like the idea. Yeah, I like the idea of building something. Motorsport is probably a good one to go for.
But I think it's very easy to go mainstream motorsport, like Formula One or motocross or something like that.
So what are you going for, Reliant Robin?
So this is, and I don't want to drift too much into narrative here. But have you heard of the very hard rallies they do around the world? And I don't mean like the World Rally Championship. I mean like the Dakar Rally and the Mongol Rally, where individual people enter and they have to, you know, there's a very small team, maybe two or three of them, and they have to get, you know, in the case of the Mongol Rally, it's all the way from Mongolia all the way across Russia, and all the way across Central Asia, and they kind of have to survive by themselves. I think what might work very well is if you you were potentially a civilian team that competed in these rallies, and which would lend you
Right.
into all different types of environments, and all different types of places and stages and weathers and problems you can have and all that sort of stuff. And I think then where you can get the spreadsheet manager bit into it is potentially management of your vehicles, of your crew members, your drivers, etc., so that you and I think potentially you can you sort of play a little bit more like in a Total War game where you're not playing anyone in particular, but you control everything. So in that same sort of way, you are the sort of overarching manager of everything, but when they actually go and do driving and stuff, you also control that as well.
I was going to say, I was going to jump on the
Even though
other
you
side and
have
say, I'm tempted to say you don't do the driving.
interesting. Okay, so
Because
okay.
I feel like the spreadsheet, we're making a point and click game. If we go into that, we're making a racing game. So I feel like we've got to focus down on you are collecting parts, you put together your team, you put together the car, and then you send it off. And then, much like in Football Manager, you can reflect upon how it performed, how you can do better next time, what you're looking for, etc., things like that.
Okay, how about this then? How about the actual driving and stuff you don't do? Because thinking about it, if you compete in lots of different rallies, it will take, they take days and days and days to complete. So that wouldn't work if you were actually doing the driving. So you're absolutely right. But let's say it's a bit like, so you know how there are some strategy games, adventure games where when your party or whatever is traveling, you move up to a big sort of map, and you can see their progress as they're moving through. A bit like
Oh, yes. I
I don't
think
know.
you
I remember
definitely have live
in
progress because then you can make calls.
yeah, and then I think where you can incorporate the point and click stuff is when is I think you can help them solve problems that they have. So you're not necessarily you know you don't control the driving, but say for example if they break down, for example, the point and click part is you fixing the car with point and click, a bit like you would assemble the car before they went and did the rally. You would also do the point and click stuff of maintaining it when it breaks down or when it crashes or whatever.
I feel me and you are disagreeing on what point and click is. I see it more, I'm trying to drag the more adventure in, whereas you're more seeing the point and click as the actual fixing of the car.
So what's Rencher?
Adventure.
Oh, I thought you said wrencher for a second. I was like,
Wrench.
this is a new thing I don't know about.
It's a tool, it's the wrencher.
So, what do you mean by your bit? What the adventure bit?
Well, the way I see it is the way sort of that sort of point and click adventure traveling around the new place that you go to find the new
So, as
pieces of the
in,
car, whereas you more see it as the physical fixing of the car.
so, I mean, it could be both. There's no reason it can't be both.
Well, I think, should we jump into narrative then and start building this more so? Because I feel like a lot of what we're deciding comes down to what the story is.
Okay.
So, because I think we're happy. We've got a load of avenues we can go down. So for narrative, you've got your 19 sort of key. For these, we've got 19 overarching plots. They're quite generic plots, so they give us room to expand. And if we can't think of a plot, we do also have themes we can jump into. But as I stand by, we have not needed a theme yet. Our storytelling has been fab.
Yes, it has been fab.
It has been fab.
We are
Scott,
born
1 to
writers.
19.
Number 11, please. Oh no.
Metamorphosis.
As in, you start as one thing and you become another.
Physical transformation of some kind. So, modern reference District 9, and then old fashioned one would be the fly. Do you want to be
Interesting.
really Cronenberg-y and say you become the car?
I mean, that's drifting slightly into farcical nonsense.
Oh no, it could be an effective horror story. I think there's a Stephen King one where there's a car who's someone's mother, I think.
What?
I think there was a film. Anyway, you can Google that in your own time. Back
Okay.
to gaming.
Yes, let's not drift into Stephen King. Right. That's going to be difficult, and I'll be honest, that stumped me a little bit. Do you have any ideas?
Metamorphosis. So, how about you're not racing cars? And it's
Okay.
not. I know we're talking about. Well, actually, you could be racing cars. Right, okay, so picture this. Have you ever played the Titanfall games?
No.
That was a hugely long pause for a no. Don't let me down like that again. So, in that game, you have a robot who you fight with and you feel connected to. And what I'd be quite cool was, what happens if you had a robot like Bumblebee in Transformers or something like that? Someone who can transform into a car, and that person you can physically upgrade, and they have the metamorphosis going through the story. They start off as a terrible car, and you eventually create them into an something fast, something incredible, something that wins all the rallies, and you have a one-on-one relationship with the car, and that can be, and the transformation can be that. I'm trying to think of some more sort of a theme to have behind a reasoning for the transformation, rather than it just being car got quicker.
I can see where you're going with that. Okay, if we're bringing it down quite a lot from, so we have Spreadsheet Manager, but then you also have this, you're playing someone who has a personal relationship with the car,
Yeah, but you can
which.
still do that. You just need to have some dialogue bits, I think. You finish a race, or the car comments, and like you can literally have the car speak to you around a random race, get addressing you by name, going, "Hey, Keith, I'm really struggling with the corners. Can you please help me out?" And then you can like help them out at the next pit stop. So you can still have voiceover and develop a relationship with the car, and then you are physically transforming it.
Okay.
And yeah.
So obviously it's not Transformers because we can't do that, but we're
It's not
saying that
Transformers.
the cars are the car or the vehicle would be sentient in some way
Yes.
and would start off at a very basic level and it you upgrade as it goes on. Are we saying that it can I'm not going to say the word transform, that it can change into something that is not a car, like the
Don't I?
aforementioned Bumblebee lot
I don't
can.
think that's necessary. That just brings too many Transformers things.
True.
I think maybe if you just made it look less like a car and more like a robot that had its own things. I've just had a thought.
Go
So,
on.
setting. Many years in the future, the AI has taken over the world.
Okay.
The only way that humans can make money and become famous is competing in sports, because in sports, the AI is infallible. Therefore,
Okay.
it's not exciting for the AI to watch itself play sports, because it always wins, or it always finds the right move. So humans exist in this universe to entertain, not in a sort of pet way, but more in a sort of that is their obvious career path in this future. So what humans do is they take rundown cars, run down the pits of AI, and they transform them, and they do these races, and they start building them up. Our character, Keith Jr., son of Keith,
Yes.
was
Naturally.
originally had a Hot Wheels car or some sort of little model he used to play with as a child. And what the metamorphosis can be is, slowly throughout, you are transforming, and you're actually, important point, your father died when you were a child, because that has to happen in all movies and all stories. I think we've even had it earlier in this series. But what happens is, throughout the story, you are transforming your car, and as you build it and transform it and grow it, it becomes that Hot Wheels car that your dad gave you as a kid. And like, it becomes to look more like that, and also the character of the AI you're building becomes more and more like your father, and that's the more metamorphosis.
Okay, so you're building a car that looks like a car that your dad gave you as a Hot Wheels, and the AI that is in this car becomes more like your dad.
Yes.
How does it become more like your dad?
Because you are the one working on it, you're the one adjusting it. And just that can be the story. You find that more and more of yourself keeps sort of going into the car, and you find out you've accidentally sort of built this car that shares lots of traits with your father.
Okay. What's the reasoning behind why would you make it like your, is it an intentional
No, I
move?
think it's unintentional. I think it's going to be one of those, it can be kind of, maybe you can do it through flashbacks and you can just start to realize the car starts saying similar things to what your father said as a child. Not to what your father said to you as a child, not what your father said as a child. I don't care about what he said as a child. It's not useful.
Okay. So it's been brought down a little bit more from a managerial perspective down to a personal level.
Oh, but you can still have it a managerial because you're still managing, like, how can I make the car better? How can I improve these elements? And just the story is running alongside it.
Okay. So is it now a racing game?
No, it's still, you still send the car off and it still races and it still, like, asks you for help and stuff like that. And you still do all the same stuff, but however, you will, it will just be these, the story will just be these little ticks and things throughout our gameplay we've discussed that will start to seep in.
And is there a driver or is the car driving itself?
No, the car drives itself. I think that's important.
But isn't the whole thing about humans being in sport because they are infallible? And
it is.
And AI is now driving the car.
You've noticed a problem.
Yes.
I'm rewinding. I think you can still have that because essentially the AIs that humans create are fallible because they're not good enough. And also they want to keep the human. No, it doesn't work. No, I'm out.
My idea has crumbled. Okay. So.
Save me.
Okay. So are you disregarding that idea now?
No, I still like the idea, and I like the metamorphoses of the car. It's just the driver point.
Okay, what if... Okay, so bringing it back away from future, away from AI and all that. and I don't think that was a bad idea. I just think that it wasn't a bad idea. It just didn't quite fit together. So... Your metamorphosis doesn't have to be to do with the car.
Okay.
Okay, but it could be to do with, and you know, I'm stretching metamorphosis here, but it could be to do with the types of races that your team, as it were, enters. Okay.
Right.
So you could start out racing. These types of races, okay, so we do, it could be anything, it could be rallies, it could be track races, it could be, you know, motocross, which is a bit of both, whatever it is.
Right.
And then as you get better and better, and as your cars get better and better, and as your team gets better and better, you start expanding into other types of races, where, you know, you then, if you were to start off doing tracks, you'd compete in rallies as well, which means you start increasing your number of cars and increasing your garage and increasing your team size. And then the spreadsheet manager bit gets a little bit more complex because you're managing multiple different things.
Okay. So the metamorphosis is more from becoming a single race driver to becoming an empire of,
yes,
I don't really know what we call it, a team.
Yeah. And so you have a bit like, years ago, one of the car companies would have started off as a rally team or a Formula One team, whatever, and then eventually they have many, many fingers in many pies, as it were, and they got multiple different racing teams, but all managed by you. Do you see what I mean?
So I like that. In terms of narrative, are you just going to say this is not a narrative game? This is a football manager.
I don't think it needs a narrative. I think if we're not playing a person, and we're playing. You are yourself, as it were. Then I don't think it needs a narrative, like a bit like Football Manager. It just doesn't really need one, does it? Your narrative is whatever you've decided it is.
Okay, so what we've essentially created though is just a team driving management simulator.
No, I don't think that's a bad thing because I don't think there's many of those, to be honest.
Okay, I'm sure if you've heard of one, please drop us a tweet or drop us a Facebook. Drop us a Facebook.
But I think, I don't know.
Drop us your Facebook.
I think most games of that ilk are focused on one type of racing. So there will be an element of that in. I'm pretty sure there's a team element in Formula One. I'm pretty sure there's a team element in. I think there's a game called Dirt, which is a rally game.
Yeah.
And there'll be elements in there. But if you expand it out across multiple multiple different types of racing, and then where do we put the point and click bit in?
So
Do we
the point and click we've said was sort of fixing the cars, adding pieces to the cars, physically doing that.
Yes. And then
I
what about
think they're gonna.
on the actual, because we're saying we're not actually doing the racing, we're managing the
Yes, so
team that does
on
the
the racing,
racing.
you do things like you could click on the car, like you could health symbols. I reckon you could click on the car while an icon went round representing your car. You click on the car, and then it gives you multiple options of what you can do to the car during the race.
Okay, and then oh, how about also, say if like I said before, they were on like a really big rally, for example, bits where it's a bit like text adventure, where it's like, I know that's a different, it's a similar
That's just
genre,
different. It's a similar genre, but you have just thrown an extra
it's
thing in.
similar, but it is point and click though, where you can choose, you get given a conundrum and you have to make a
Oh
decision.
yeah. No, I think that would certainly be, as the icon goes around, it would pop up, maybe flash red, and then you get given the conundrum and you pick the decision. That's,
Yeah,
I'd
and
definitely go for that.
it could be like,
Change tires or explode.
yeah, or do we take this risk, and then or not, and then it shows you the outcome of your decision,
Okay.
and that could be something like, or I don't know, yeah, looks like the tire is changing. Do we give it another few miles or do we do it now? And you might choose, oh no, we'll do it in a couple of miles. Yeah, bad luck. Now you've got four tires to replace. You know what I mean?
Bad luck.
So I appreciate that it's not necessarily a groundbreaking idea, but I think it's, I because you're taking the racing element out of it, it's a bit more managerial and it suits a different type of person. But you can still be involved in the racing, and especially like I know that from the point and click bit, if you're building the cars, that car mechanic game that I've seen advertised on Steam is very, very, it's very well liked and very, very well reviewed. So I think there
We're
are
not
quite a lot of
making it.
people. No, but you know what I mean, like sort of like the. Well, you, I mean, there's no reason why you can't build your cars as part of the
No,
point and click
I
bit.
meant as in we're not making the game.
Oh right, no. But you know what I mean.
I
Like I
don't
think
have the time.
it would appeal. It would appeal. I think the
Got
idea of
it.
making cars and watching them race.
Right. So
So yeah.
let me jump into the summary quickly.
Go on.
Just say what we got. So we got in genre, we got sports genre, point and click, and spreadsheet, sports management spreadsheet style. What? We assumed sports management spreadsheet style. And what we came up with was a racing game where you start with one little car and you point and click, by point and clicking, you build your car, find out problems with it, and you can put new parts in, and you use the spreadsheet element to build up your team, build up the car's parts, etc. And then the metamorphosis of the narrative means that you transform, and as you race in more and more of these extreme rallies, you get a bigger and bigger team, and you're managing multiple cars in multiple areas. And even when the races are going on, you can do live changes by point and clicking and deciding how to approach the race, and deciding what conundrums to solve, which gives us the game that you hear before your very ears. Now, final question, always the final question, Scott. What do we name it?
Yeah, it's a difficult one actually, because I mean the easiest one to say racing manager,
Racing Manager 2021.
but you know that just sounds like football manager, which of course is already a thing, and I think we'd be stealing its thunder, because obviously our game would become much more popular,
Oh, of course, of course, of course.
naturally. Not and we'd obviously have to stop playing football manager.
Oh, never, never.
So I think we can't have the word manager in it. So
I almost said
it's
the crew there, and then I realized the problem with that.
that's
That's
already a
already a
game.
game.
It's already a game.
I think you've got to call it something like encouraging, like building the team. You've got to bring the team element into it, like Racing Empire, but same, similar, not that, but similar sort of
I mean,
thing.
Racing Empire isn't a terrible place to start. So do you know what? I don't mind Racing Empire, comma.
You sure?
Yeah, I think Racing Empire works because
Racing?
it explains what you're trying to do. Empires start off small and they get large.
Racing Empire 2022.
Or are we setting it in the future? 2301.
Maybe
No, we won't do
that's just
that.
planning for contingency for 2031. We don't need to make another game for the next 9 years.
No, we won't do that. So we could do Racing Empire 2021. Or 2022, sorry.
Racing Empire colon, my dad gave me a Hot Wheels.
I mean that once again, could be misconstrued.
Don't make me parental guide this. Don't make me do it. Anyway, right. So that is Racing Empire, ladies and gentlemen.
Racing Empire.
Racing.
Yes, no, I think that works.
Racing Empire.
Are we putting a year on it, or are we just saying Racing Empire?
I'll put it in brackets in the name. I'll put Racing Empire brackets 2022.
Okay, that works.
Just in case it becomes successful. Well, thank you so much for listening. It does mean a lot. Hopefully you'll come back and listen to all the previous episodes, or listen to the next episode, or if you really didn't like it, please still listen to the episodes, because you know what? My ego needs feeding.
And so, if you get the chance to like and subscribe, if you get a chance to post a review on iTunes or on Spotify or wherever you or else you get your podcast,
or just fill in a letter, put it in a postbox, and it will go somewhere.
Yes. Yes. I don't know where.
Yeah, if it's a bad review, put it in an unmarked envelope and put it in a letterbox, and I'm sure it will reach us.
Yes. Maybe. Probably not.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I have been Matt.
And I have been Scott.
And it has been the year 2022, the year of the Racing Empire. Yes. See you soon.
See you later. Bye-bye.